I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time you heard me pray. Just want to thank you for always being there. When I was so down and out, you came along, made me want to shout. Just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If I had a thousand lives to live, I'd give them all to my Lord. He's been so good to me. That is the least I could afford. He's made good times outnumber the bad. He's been the best friend I ever had. Just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time that you heard me when I prayed. And I want to thank you for always being there. I've been down and out, but you've always been right there beside me. And there's been times, Lord, when you were the only friend that I had. So I just want to take a minute to thank you. Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord, for every time you heard me pray. Just want to thank you for always being there. When I was so down and out, you came along, made me want to shout. Just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Is there anyone listening this morning that's dealing with stress? Stress of any kind? There'll be people at churches this morning all over who are dealing with a lot of stress. They're all stressed up and no place to go. You know, stress is a real problem for us. Believe it or not, this is a problem for pastors. Oh, not just dealing with people who deal with stress, but pastors deal with stress. That's right. In a Los Angeles Times article, psychologist Richard Blackman said, quote, "Pastors are the single most occupationally frustrated group in America," end of quote. About 75% of pastors go through a period of stress so great that they consider quitting the ministry. 35 to 40% actually do. Incidents of mental breakdown are so high that insurance companies charge about 4% extra to cover church staff members compared to employees in other professions. A study by the Fuller Institute of Church Growth found that 90% of pastors work more than 46 hours a week. 90% feel that they are inadequately trained to cope with ministry demands. 50% feel unable to meet the needs of the job. 75% report a significant stress-related crisis at least once in their ministry. 80% believe that pastoral ministry has a negative effect on their own families. And 33% say that being in the ministry is downright hazardous to their families. Many pastors that you meet will tell you that they have been stressed since their school days or seminary days or their religious studies, whatever that may be. In fact, when I read this little poem on seminaries, on preacher schools, let's call them, I thought about stressed out pastors. Poem goes like this. A seminarian named Breeze, weighed down by MAs and PhDs, collapsed from the strain, said his doctor. It's plain you're killing yourself by degrees. Did you know stress is affecting all of us? Stress is affecting our rest. We're working longer and sleeping less than any other time in our history. A CNN poll reported that 59% of all Americans would like to slow down and relax more, and a Harris poll said we have 8.5 hours less leisure each week than we did 20 years ago. According to a U.S. News CNN poll, only 28% of American adults get 8 hours of sleep. USA Today reported that Americans average about 6.5 hours sleep a night. One-third get 6 hours or less. Drowsiness has become a major problem in our country. You heard me right. Drowsiness. When was the last time you were coming back from an appointment or going to one so tired that you had to pinch yourself to stay awake? Or you almost dozed off and you maybe hit a hole in the road or felt yourself swerve over just a little too far and started hitting those metal what do you call those things? Barriers or whatever they are in the roadway to wake you up. I like to refer to it as an alarm system. When you hit those, you know you've hit something. It's like running off the edge of the road. And all of a sudden, you're awake and thinking, oh, I've got to do something. I mean, you need more coffee. So you pull off and get you some coffee. You pull off and rest a while. When was the last time that happened to you? Happened to me just the other day. Drowsiness has become a major problem. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says that drowsiness, listen to this, causes 38,000 deaths a year, costs industry $1 billion a year, and is directly related to over 100,000 car crashes every year. Drowsiness. My. Somebody took the 23rd Psalm, turned it into this bit of poetry. It describes the problem that we're having with stress and worry and deadlines. The clock is my dictator. I shall not rest. It makes me lie down only when exhausted. It leads me to deep depression. It hounds my soul. It leads me in circles of frenzy for activity's sake. Even though I run frantically from task to task, I will never get it all done. For my ideal is with me. Deadlines and my need for approval, they drive me. They demand performance from me beyond the limits of my schedule. They anoint my head with migraines. My in-basket overflows. Surely fatigue and time pressure shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the bonds of frustration forever. Do you ever feel like you're burning the candle at both ends? I've heard people say, well, I would rather burn out than rust out. Well, I believe that God wants us to last out. And if we're going to do that, we're going to have to deal with this thing called stress. Stress is robbing us of our rest. And the lack of rest is increasing our stress. It's a cycle. It's like that hamster, you know, on the wheel in the cage. Many of us are caught in a vicious cycle of physical, emotional, and spiritual fatigue. Never seems to be an end to it. I believe there's a solution. Now, it won't come easy, but if you'll hang with me for just a few moments, I'll try my best to explain to you what I believe Psalm 23, verse 2, is all about. I believe it provides a bridge over troubled waters. You see, when you allow Jesus Christ to become your shepherd and you follow him as one of his sheep, here's what he promises to do for you. Psalm 23, verse 2. From the New King James Version, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Tucked away in this beautiful verse are three secrets on how to handle the problem of stress and how to get the type of rest for your body, your soul, and spirit. That's what you really need. Here's the first thing I want you to see. Rest in the presence of the Lord. Rest in the presence of the Lord. The first thing the shepherd does for the sheep is this. He makes them lie down. Psalm 23:2. Now, again, to understand this verse, you need to understand what the shepherd does for the sheep. Sheep begin to graze and feed about 4 o'clock in the morning. But by 10 o'clock in the morning, the sheep are hot. They're tired. They're thirsty. Now, sheep can't drink while they're hot, nor when their stomach is filled with undigested grass. So the shepherd has to make them lie down and rest. A sheep don't like to lie down. Did you know that? They're like little children. You know, a little child does not like to rest. If you have a toddler at home, you know they don't want to take a nap when they're supposed to. And they will resist. Well, sheep do the same thing. What that indicates is a mark of immaturity. The 2-year-old, the 3-year-old, the 4-year-old doesn't really have enough maturity to know they need to rest. And if they'll sleep a while, rest a while, they'll be better later. Same way with sheep. The shepherd knows that the sheep must lie down, they must have that time of rest, and they must have that time of peace and quiet. I think it's interesting that the first thing the shepherd leads the sheep to do is rest. Normally, when we wake up in the morning, the first thing we do is get ready for work, right? And then we work until we get tired, and only then do we rest. But did you know that the Lord wants you to rest first? That's right. But preacher, I just woke up. I'm not talking about sleeping for 6 hours or less. I'm talking about resting before you go to work. That rest is when you lie down in the presence of the shepherd. When you just take time to be with the shepherd and enjoy fellowship with the shepherd. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 13 says it like this. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. Now, let me unpack that. God wants us to enjoy what we work for, but we can be trying so hard to get more that we don't enjoy what we've got. One of the reasons why we have such stress is because we've got this massive desire to acquire. We're trying to keep up with the Joneses, and we don't realize that they've either just refinanced or filed for bankruptcy. Take time, someone said, to smell the roses. And folks, that's not just an old saying. It really is biblical. A shepherd knows that even sheep have to take a break. And my friend, are you not much better than sheep? You need to take a break as well. One lady called her pastor all day on Monday. She couldn't get a hold of him. Next day she called, he answered, and she was very upset. She said, I called you all day yesterday and you didn't answer. He said, well, sister, Monday is my day off. She said, well, the devil doesn't take a day off. He replied, no, and if I don't take a day off, I'll be just like the devil. I learned something interesting about sheep. Sheep do not graze when they lie down. They rest and chew on what they've already eaten. The amazing thing is, while they are lying there and digesting their meal, it is a critical time for these sheep because, you see, it has been proven that their wool grows fastest and their bodies grow strongest during this quiet time. Now, folks, don't miss the importance of that last statement. Are you feeling drowsy? Am I about to lose you? Let me repeat that last statement. It is critical for these sheep to lie down and rest because it's been proven that their wool grows fastest and their bodies grow strongest during this quiet time. Here's the reason. The reason why God wants you to rest before you work is because you will grow faster and you will get stronger in that time you spend in the presence of the shepherd than any other time during the entire day. That's why God sometimes makes us lie down. I know of a preacher who was out jogging one Labor Day, and he was attacked by a dog. He fell backwards and broke his left wrist. Because of that, he had to cancel quite a few speaking engagements, home Bible studies and the like, and basically stay at home and just rest and be quiet. He said he had a thought, even though it was very painful, his wrist hurt him quite a bit. He said, I had this thought that God forced me to get off the road and spend more time with him. And he said, this has been a real blessing in disguise. Some of you are nodding your head right now because you've gone through similar things. Some of you pastors listening are saying, you're saying, amen, brother, amen, because you've gone through similar things. I went through a similar circumstance recently, and I want to thank all of you who prayed for me and all of you who sent emails and text messages and were hoping and wishing for the best. For those of you I wasn't able to respond to, please forgive me, but I knew that you had reached out. I was supposed to have an x-ray on my left hip and kept putting it off. And then I had a mishap on some black ice and had to go get an x-ray for my right hip. And while I was there, they just decided to do both. So God sometimes will put you literally on your backside in order to get you to do what he wants you to do, which is spend time resting with him. Sometimes God will do that to you, brother, sister. He allows sickness or fatigue or circumstances, and it forces you to lie down and spend time with him. Because you see, the first step to handling stress is to realize that you must rest in the presence of the Lord. Here's the second. Rely on the provision of the Lord. Now, you know the shepherd is, he not only makes the sheep lie down. That's what he uses that staff for. He puts it on their head, on the back of their neck, and forces them down. But I want you to notice, he makes them, the text says, lie down in green pastures. Psalm 23:2. In the literal writing, it says, pastures of tender grass, in the Hebrew. It makes them lie down in green pastures, in the English translation. Literally says, pastures of tender grass. Now, obviously, that not only refers to the rest of the sheep, but it refers to the food of the sheep, because that's what sheep eat. They eat grass. Well, you see, our shepherd also has food for his sheep. And that food is the word of God. You and I are like the sheep. Jeremiah said it like this, Jeremiah 15:16. Your words were found, and I ate them, and your word was to me joy and rejoicing of my heart. Then the psalmist would later say, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Psalm 119:103. Now listen, folks, the reason why the text speaks of tender grass and green pastures is because there is some grass that is inferior to other grass. There is some grass that will make the sheep sick. There is other grass that is called goat grass, and that will give the sheep indigestion if they eat that. But a good shepherd leads his sheep along the best grass routes. God has done the same thing. He gives us the best, and that is his word. He said in Ezekiel 34:14 beginning, I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in good fold and feed in rich pasture, and on the mountains of Israel I will feed my flock. I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. By the way, did you know that sheep will only lie down when they're fully satisfied? Sheep will only lie down when their stomach is full. They will only lie down when there is shade, where they don't get too hot. Sheep will lie down where there is shelter, where they are out of the rain. Sheep will only lie down where there is safety, and they do not fear other animals. All of these things are given to them by, you guessed it, the shepherd. The reason why sheep lie down is because they know they have all that they need. The Bible says about us in Ephesians 1 and verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." Did you know in the Lord Jesus we already have every spiritual blessing we need? We spend too much time asking God to give us new blessings when, in reality, we ought to thank God for the old blessings, which are all the blessings we ever really need. But you should be satisfied in your heart. I should be satisfied in my heart and in my soul, knowing that just as the shepherd provides for the sheep, God will also provide for us. He will meet all our needs. And I don't know about you, but this sure is a great stress reliever for me. So let me ask you, are you resting in the shepherd? Are you relying on the shepherd? Here's the third thing. Be refreshed with the peace of the Lord. And don't forget these folks. These are crucial. If we're going to lessen our stress, if we're going to have less worry, less frustration, less difficulty, here we are 2 months, not quite two full months into the new year. How are you doing with this thing called stress? Are you really resting in the presence of the Lord? Take care of that first thing every morning. Spend time with God. I suggest to people sometimes that they read a chapter in Psalms before they go off to work, and a chapter in Proverbs before they go off to work. Read at least one chapter in the Gospel of Mark before you go off to work. It may take you 15 minutes. Talk to the Lord. And once you read the Word of God, then you're hearing from Him. Then talk with Him. Say a little prayer. Spend a little time in prayer. Your day will be so much more restful and peaceful. And then we rely on the provision of the Lord. Things are not going to change for you this year unless you start doing that. And then thirdly, we need to not only rest and rely, but we need to be aware that God is there for us. He's always there for us. Why preach? To refresh us. The text says, "He leads me beside still waters," Psalm 23:2. Now, literally, the Hebrew says, "the waters of quietness." That part of the world, it's called Palestine by a lot of folks, doesn't really have a lot of lush meadows because they don't have very wet climate. Israel is a rocky, dry, hot, barren land. Between March and October, there's virtually no rain. The heat scorches the grass and the water hole dries up. And the sheep have to be fed and they have to be led to sources of water. Now, every good shepherd knows how important it is to lead his sheep to places of rest, because without his guidance, they won't rest. They won't find good grass. They won't find clean water. This is vitally important because, you see, the body of a sheep is 70% water. And they need that water for their body metabolism to maintain a normal rate. Sheep that get thirsty get restless, and they will sit down in search of water. And if they're not properly led, well, they'll drink from polluted holes and dirty streams and pick up parasites and germs that can either make them sick or kill them. These waters must be quiet because sheep will not drink from a fast-moving stream. You see, they will only drink from a still stream because they're afraid of drowning. The only way they will drink is when the water is quiet and still. Jesus said in John 7, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." I can't help but remember what the Bible says about Jesus looking at the multitude as sheep with no shepherd. A lot of people today are like sheep with no shepherd. They're drinking from polluted wells, from the polluted wells of drugs and sex and money and fame and alcohol. But Jesus said, "Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst." Folks, when sheep lie down in green grass and when they are lying beside a still stream, they are in the height of their quiet time. That's when they're peaceful. It's when they're growing. It's when they get strength for the journey. If sheep do not eat, and if sheep do not drink, and if they do not rest, they will die. Any shepherd wants his sheep to be strong and healthy. Listen, folks, the good shepherd Jesus is no different. When we enter into his green pastures and feed on his word, we get beside the still waters, and we drink from his spirit. We are refreshed with his peace. Just like a symphony. You know, in any symphony, there are moments of music, but there are also moments of silence. A symphony is sounds followed by pauses. That's why God makes us lie down in the green grass of his word. And that's why he leads us to the quiet waters of his spirit, so that we won't grind the starter until the battery is dead and ruin the engine until the tank is dry. That's why I want to give you three simple words as we close. Three simple words to remember on how to get on that bridge that will always cross over any troubled waters you might be in. First of all, stop. Stop every earthly activity you're doing and go to a quiet place and get alone. Second, look. Open the green grass of God's word and let the Lord speak to you and give you strength for the journey. And three, listen. Take time to hear his voice. Take time in prayer to speak to him and let him speak to you. In the deep jungles of Africa, a traveler was making a long trek. He had engaged the natives from a certain tribe to carry all of his loads. Well, the first day they marched rapidly and they went very far, much farther than he had anticipated. This traveler had high hopes that the journey would be completed quicker than he thought. But the next morning, these jungle tribesmen refused to move. For some strange reason, they just sat and ate and drank and rested. When he asked the leader of the tribe why they wouldn't get up and go to work, they said, "Because we went too fast yesterday, and we are now waiting for our souls to catch up with our bodies." When you allow your shepherd, the Lord Jesus, to make you lie down in green grass, lead you beside the quiet waters of his spirit, while others are drowning in the sea of difficulty, you'll be standing on that bridge over troubled waters. He would want me to remind you of that today. Until next Lord's Day, remember, keep looking to Jesus.